This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden spoke by phone with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday about ways to advance a potential ceasefire in Gaza and a hostages deal, the White House said. The call followed U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's whirlwind tour to the Middle East that ended on Tuesday without an agreement between Israel and Hamas militants on a truce in the Palestinian enclave. Wednesday is the third day of the Democratic National Convention in the U.S. city of Chicago, with major party headliners to speak. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Tim Walz takes his turn in the spotlight tonight in Chicago. Day three of the Democratic National Convention will feature Walz accepting the party's vice presidential nomination. He'll speak after former President Clinton, a day after ex-President Obama gave Walz running mate Kamala Harris a rousing endorsement.
Yes, she can.
He and wife Michelle took turns blasting Donald Trump.
Who's going to tell him that the job he's currently seeking might just be one of those black jobs?
Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will be among the other speakers tonight. Harris will address the convention tomorrow. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump held his first outdoor event outside his various properties on Wednesday since last month's attempt on his life. He was protected by glass shields and snipers on adjacent rooftops.
We got, I don't know if the stage is going to hold him, but if it doesn't, we've had bigger risks than this. Come on, sheriffs.
The former U.S. president survived an assassination attempt on July 13th at a rally in the state of Pennsylvania.